ABC Radio Australia.
Now, the Barramundis, Papua New Guinea's men's cricket team, are a little over a month away from playing their first ever match in a T20 World Cup final series. But the countdown has begun, with the PNG squad having already touched down in Oman, one of the joint hosts, who will actually be the Pacific Island team's first opponents on October 17th. Between now and then, the Barras will play a series of warm-up games, starting with the USA on Monday, and also four 50-over matches in World Cricket League 2 against Oman and another of their World Cup rivals, Scotland. The squad and their new coach, the Australian-born former Italian international Carl Sandri, have come face-to-face for the first time in the Gulf. And speaking to Richard Hewitt on the line from the Omani capital, Muscat, PNG's captain Asad Vala says they can't wait to get started after coming through all the necessary COVID-19 protocols.
We got tested at the airport, then they gave us 24 hours, so we got isolation in the room. Once the results came back negative, then we got out. Cricket PNG have done a really good job. Greg and his staff put us in a really good resort, you know, to go out and do some work outside of their rooms, and we got a really good place to hang out also. But main thing is we are here to work. We got a really good gym there. We got some grass here, so we're doing some simple stuff like mobility and strength work at the gym with the time difference and all those stuff. We're just trying to get used to their time and working up on time and all those stuff.
So tell me, how long is it since the Barramundis last played an international game?
It's been 2 years now. Since we qualified for the World Cup, this is the first time we've toured again.
Originally, of course, you were coming to Australia to play in the World Cup, and that didn't happen. Then you were going to India to play in the World Cup, and then that didn't happen. Now you're in Oman, which will co-host the World Cup. I'm thinking maybe this might work out quite well for you because you played a lot of cricket in that part of the world.
We did in Dubai, but this is the first time we're going to play cricket in Oman. We're still getting some information. We got a really good coach in Carl who's digging up some information on the wickets and how we can put up a plan to counter everyone when we come up against in Oman.
Quite a big job, though, that the new coach has taken on, because you got used to Joe Dawes being your coach and he was the one who got you through to the World Cup finals. And then COVID came along, Joe moved on to other things. So it's quite a task, I would have thought, for Carl, your new coach, to maintain the momentum against that background. Would you agree?
He's been really good. He's doing a really great job for us. He's been spot on with everything he's been doing. The boys love him. This is the first time we have met him face to face, so we're still getting to know him at the moment.
He's very familiar with the associate world, isn't he? He played for Italy.
Italy, and we played against him. A few of the boys played against him. He mentioned it. So he's got a vote over some of the boys. He got the boys out in one of the games. So he's been chatting it about that since we arrived.
You're going to be away from home for around about 8 weeks. You've got warm-up games coming. Then you have World Cricket League 2 games to play. And then finally, the big one, the T20 World Cup. 8 weeks is a long time, but I assume you're focused so much on the World Cup that that's going to be what will get you through this chance that you've been waiting for so many years.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We thought, is it going to happen that we, the Barras, are going to ever go to a World Cup, or are we going to go to a qualification again? But lucky enough, it was confirmed that the co-host would be Oman and UAE. But like you said, 8 weeks is a long time, but the boys have done it before, but in different situations. The world we are living in is a bit different to what we used to do before. It is the first tour we have done in probably 2 years since we qualified for the World Cup. So the boys are really looking forward to the opportunity. Lucky enough, we're going to play some lead-up matches and a 50-over before we get into the World Cup.
If I'm correct, you're going to play Scotland in a warm-up game, you're going to play Scotland in a 50-over game, and then you'll play them in the T20 World Cup. So you'll know a thing or two about each other when it comes down to the big one.
We've played a few times over the years in 50-over matches and T20, so we're looking forward to this. It's a really good challenge playing against a really good cricketing nation.
How much belief is there in the PNG team that you can get through this qualifying group alongside Oman, Scotland and Bangladesh?
We have confidence in our own abilities, and I think we work really hard for this opportunity and just can't wait to get on the field and, you know, give our best. A big aim is get into the second round, and that's what we really hope.
And what about for you personally? You've been playing for Papua New Guinea for a long time now. Some major achievements for you over the years. You've been recognised in select teams and the like. But I guess this is going to be the biggest thing that's ever happened to you in cricket, isn't it?
Definitely. This is a pinnacle. When we had a team talk before, we're setting up goals and all those stuff, team goals and individual goals. Everyone in the team always mentioned that it's a dream for every individual in the PNG Barramundis to play in the World Cup. And it's just around the corner. I can't wait to play in the World Cup and test myself against the best.
And you did, a couple of years back, spend a year in Brisbane with the T20 franchise there in the Australian Big Bash, but you didn't get an opportunity to play. But if you go out there in the T20 World Cup and do what you can do, which is score runs and take handy wickets as well, do you think you might finally get your chance in the Big Bash or maybe in New Zealand's competition?
Hopefully. That's why the World Cup and all these big tournaments are really important, not just for the teams, but in the individual players as well. You can put in a good performance, you might catch the eye of someone to give you an opportunity to play in the 2020 league.
And more broadly for cricket in Papua New Guinea, do you think that this could be an absolute turning point? I mean, if we look at example for what happened to Afghanistan, now a test playing nation, and they were miles behind you when they set out on the world cricket ladder. So maybe this could be a turning point.
I think so. There's been really good backing back home with the support from the government and everyone. So hopefully we can put in the performance and get more backing from the government and everyone back home and support, because rugby league is big in PNG, but it is getting there where you want it to be.
Asad Vala, captain of the Papua New Guinea's men's cricket team, on the line from Oman, and he was speaking to Richard Hewitt.